Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine? We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, patriotic show. Welcome back, Robert Scott Bell. What? We're back in studio.
I jumped up, took my hat off, and had to stand my hat over my heart there. Wow.
All right. I feel like it's been years since I've been back in studio. I'm so glad to be back, Super Don. The Robert Scott Bell Show, live and happening all around the world, thanks to GCN, our syndicator, Natural News Radio, and so many other sources and places around the around the world. The Ashcan of the universe. Of course, the science guy, Bill Nye, is going to save us from that, right?
Did you say the Ashcan?
Of the universe.
Of the universe. Okay.
Well, you know, Bill Nye is arguing climate change, so it must be. You know, stupid humans. Right?
Bill Nye fell through the ash hole into the Ashcan?
Yes, Super Don. Do not be an ash hole on the show today. Thank you. Thank you for starting with a highbrow sense of humor. I appreciate that very much.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Daniel's on the board, and the number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is what happens when I'm out of the studio for a week at Autism 1. Get back in here. Who knows where we're going today, folks. Hey, Ty Bollinger's back, and there's going to be healing. Ty Bollinger's back, and there's going to be healing. You know, TMB has been in Europe for doing the Quest for the Cures European tour. Chevy Chase was not there. No European vacation. He was working hard with his crew. And he's back. He's going through customs. And if TSA lets him back in the country, we're going to hear from him live, next hour as we go outside the box. Yep. And thanks to Ed. He is our humble and lovable intern doing extraordinary work already. Dove right into the notes so I can actually review the articles that I'm going to speak about while on the air here today. So I'm very grateful to Ed. And it was great. We got to hang out together a little bit at Autism One as well.
Yes, sir. Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Ed. You call him Mr. Ed. I'm not sure he's... We'll ask him on the air another time if he's okay with being Mr. Ed. All right.
Oh, and he'll be on the air too. In fact, I'll tell you what, I hadn't mentioned this to you, but I told him that maybe the next time that that you're traveling, you're going somewhere, then we might maybe Mr. Ed and Super Don might fill in for you.
Only if there's a good female balance, because that's just too much raw masculinity right there.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah.
You guys need
I'll tell you what. I'll let Izzy bark a few times. That we can bring that in there to balance things out.
Yeah, I know Izzy's a girl, but Izzy's got a pretty masculine, scary bark, so I'm not
Don't mess with Izzy.
Don't mess with Izzy. Well, look, Bill Nye is in the news, the science guy, and Hootnagle, the science cat. I don't know if he's taken on Bill Nye yet, but Bill Nye is very upset that certain politicians are anti-science, or so he says. And he is now quoting the Constitution. He's declaring Bill Nye, the science guy, Constitution solver, so to speak. And I want to hear from him. But before we go there, I want to remind you that Bill Nye at one point became the compliance guy. And if you hadn't heard what this was all about, he basically came, I don't know, what would he become, the FDA, the FTC, and everybody all rolled into one. But here's the little Bill Nye, the science guy that Super Don put together for us, and we're going to hear that right now.
Bill Nye, compliance guy.
Hi, I'm Bill Nye, the compliance guy, and now I believe in Monsatan.
Remember, he was coming out in favor. He changed his mind about GMOs and Monsanto after touring.
That was back in March, actually, when prior to that, he had questioned GMOs or the safety of them or the, you know, the wisdom of GMOs. And then he came out and said, you know, I went and spent a couple of weeks with the people over at Monsanto, and now I love what they're doing.
Yes, Bill Nye, what did they slip into your drink or pocketbook? That's what I want to know. Well, Bill Nye comes out as an interpreter of the Constitution, wanting to promote the progress of sciences or science, and here's how he does it. He pronounces a certain word like I've never heard it pronounced, eschew. Eschew. It's like, I don't know. You've got it. Yeah, did you say the V-type?
No, I said gesundheit. It sounded like you sneezed.
Oh, gesundheit. Thank you. Yes, you'll hear him eschew a number of times in this clip, Bill Nye, science guy, being all patriotic.
Here's my concern. What keeps the United States ahead, what makes the United States a world leader, is our technology, our new ideas, our innovations. If we continue to eschew science, eschew the process, and try to divide science into observational science and historic science, we are not going to move forward. We will not embrace natural laws. We will not make discoveries. We will not invent and innovate and stay ahead.
What is that? I just heard him speaking, and I'm not exactly sure what the hell he's saying.
I would equate it to, let's say somebody came out and they said, okay, now I am the head of the XYZ religion. And I've noticed that some people over here are kind of doing their own little part of the religion. They're kind of changing. These people over here, we can only have one religion. There can only be one. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, but he said, observational science. What are we talking about? We can't, break down science into observational science and historical science, or we will never innovate. We will never invent. What the hell is that?
What is science
if not observation?
The whole reason why we haven't been able to invent the iPhone is because of this, you know?
What? I know.
Well, wait a minute. We did. How did we do that?
And the thing, Super Don, he says, well, what makes America great is our technology.
Yeah.
Horse hockey. It's not, it's for those who still love liberty, that's what makes this country great. The limited government.
I would challenge you on that. And I would say, I would say it's a combination of both. Why can't we have both?
Both what?
Well, you've got liberty, and you've got patriotism, you've got technology, you've got, science be just one part of the puzzle?
Yes, but I know, but without liberty, how is there technology? The freedom to invent, right? He didn't talk about freedom at all.
That's true.
This is not a constitutionally sound guy. Science guy, and he's going to say, well, we're denying science because we're for observation and history. Yes, learning from it. Good Lord. And then coming out and saying, well, the Constitution is, well, it's pro-science. Well, is it? Is it? Let's find out about how patriotic Bill Nye is.
If we eschew, if we let go of everything that people have learned before us, if we stop driving forward, stop looking for the next answer to the next question, we in the United States will be out-competed by other countries, other economies. Now, that would be okay, I guess, but I was born here. I'm a patriot. And so we have to embrace science education. To the voters and taxpayers that are watching, please keep that in mind. We have to keep science education in science.
Yes, but not science indoctrination, Bill Nye.
On that comment he's making there, he was, in particular, referring to the difference between creationism and evolution.
Oh, gotcha.
So what he's basically saying is we can't teach something else other than science, because if we don't, then we will not come out with the next iPhone.
Oh, gosh, really? Yeah, no. He's beyond exaggeration. You know, he's all about the scientific method. In this article, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And scientific method, there's nothing wrong with it. Just is it the only thing that you can determine what is scientific or not? No, it's a lot more. In fact, I just got back from my kid's science fair. Right, both my kids did one. My daughter did something about magnetism, magnetic levitation, which was kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Neat.
My son made a trebuchet and, you know, talked about the weight differential and the distance of the throw and all that. Pretty cool stuff. You know, these kids are learning it in their school. I don't see any problem, Bill Nye, there. But, of course, they're not going to government indoctrination centers. I don't know what's happening there, honestly. I don't know.
Well, listen, here's the interesting part, I think, for me in this, is that basically he says that if you do not embrace science... Mm-hmm. That you're not being patriotic, and he actually quotes Article 1, yeah. Section 8 of the Constitution, saying, and this is in there. I mean, it's there. It says that the government shall promote the progress of science and useful arts.
Okay, so all right, hold that thought. All right, if that's true, the United States has been sucking the eggs for a long time. Because when was it that cannabis was made a Schedule 1 drug along with heroin? And other nasties, so that it could not be scientifically investigated. In this case, the government has actually stood steadfast against advancement in science by denying the very plant that, oh my gosh, God may have created. I know that's not scientific for Bill Nye.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, exactly. Also, what about defeating smallpox? He brings this up in his article. We defeated smallpox. How can you deny defeating smallpox? Because we didn't defeat smallpox, you turd. Science turd, it's not been defeated, it's been renamed. And if you think the so-called anti-vaccination movement was just born out of the Disney measles escapades, you got a serious history deficiency. The moment they started bringing out vaccines in the Jenner generation and cutting people open and putting the pus from cows into it and having children lose their limbs and die of sepsis was the moment the anti-vaccination campaigns began, because it was patently unscientific the way they do this. And the way they produce them even today is even less so. It's a scam. They're scamming you. And no, Bill Nye, we did not defeat smallpox. We just renamed it. In fact, I had adverse reactions to the smallpox vaccine that they gave up until 1972. I'm old enough to know this. Climate change, too, that's a big concern for you. He wants a top-down regulatory program for greenhouse gases, despite the fact that there's no evidence that CO2 is actually bad for the planet. Good for the plants. Hey, question of the day coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Just a wee bit ornery tonight or this afternoon out west, wherever you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back in studio. Feels good to be back. And, well, the Bill Nye thing's got me a little bit, I don't know, rickety-bickety, whatever. Raggedy Ann, yes. There's a story here I saw our good friend Sherazad out west posted or linked to from the Liberty Beacon about the forbidden history. Did you know that Raggedy Ann is an iconic symbol for vaccine-induced injury and death? That is a very interesting historical
story. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. No, this is good. And I wanted to relate it to that because one of the claims, if you read the Bill Nye story, he's talking about, you know, defeating smallpox. And these are lies. These are absolute lies. And he maybe believes them because he's drunk the vaccine Kool-Aid, but he doesn't know anything about the history of the vaccine movement, how it originated, how unscientific, in fact, it is, based purely on what he loathes, observation. And even in a modern-day context of vaccine where we have high-tech science, even though the manufacture of those vaccines is so horrific, if you really knew, you would never let your child be injected with this stuff. Go back to last week's episode we did with Dr. Mark Geyer and his son David Geyer to hear about the lack of controls, quality controls on these vaccines, the contamination that is occurring. But on the scientific method, if you want to talk about double-blind placebo-controlled studies, the placebos in vaccines are not even placebos. And the claim that vaccines work is based on observation. It's based on anecdote, not on any form of double-blind placebo-controlled studies. Okay? The reason they're eliciting an antibody response at all is by increasing the antigens and the adjuvants The antigens are way more expensive. The adjuvants are way cheaper. So let's pump up the adjuvants like aluminum. That we need less antigen to stimulate an antibody. And they think they're successful just by stimulating an antibody. And an antibody is not even necessary, nor is it a guarantee that you will not get sick from a given disease. You can suppress the expression of a disease, but not necessarily prevent it truthfully, because disease is not necessarily something that you catch. It's something that is created from within. The lack of vital functioning of the immune system. An appropriate response, appropriate immune response, is often violent, and that includes the pox of smallpox or the pox of chickenpox as the body is trying to throw out the metabolic waste, the toxic poisons. And the very suppression of that action by modern allopaths or semi-modern historical allopaths with the use of, guess what, mercury, with killing patients. The homeopaths knew better. They don't suppress. They express, and they allow the body to move through this much more peacefully, happily, wonderfully, and powerfully, so that you're much stronger on the other side. Case in point, the healthiest kids you know are the ones that actually had these childhood ailments and overcome them, and they've overcome them. And they have fewer chronic diseases, fewer allergies. They're not as snot-nosed, less other chronic diseases, autoimmune conditions, etc. Rheumatoid arthritis, we can get to that. But if you have a question or a comment, call me 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or leave me a message on the Facebook social networks or at robertscottbell.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. It is time for our first question of the day, and it comes from Tom. Tom writes, I have a friend who was severely infected with bed bugs from a hotel and is currently having treatment by a dermatologist. Since she does not have insurance, the costs have been unreal. The bed bugs are trying to take over her body, and the eggs hatch with worms extruding out of her face. That's a lovely image, Super Don. I hope I didn't upset anybody's dinner with that.
I believe I will have nightmares tonight, yes.
Right. Tom asked, with the BCX Ultra, that's we used to talk about the Rife machine, remember? You got to get that linked out, because I believe that's a great way, energetically, if you will. That is something that is, kind of like shattering the glass with sound, if you will. But, yeah, that could be good, the BCX Ultra. Is there any other protocol that could be effective? Yes, I would wash my face or her face with Dilimunine, Orange TKO, orangetko.net. Dilimunine is incredibly effective at taking out these bed bugs. You can follow up with some silver hydrosol, or silver gel to heal the tissue. But in terms of eradicating bed bugs safely without resorting to toxic level pesticides, the Dilimunine from the orange peel, the distillate from the orange peel, check out orangetko.net. They are a cleaner, technically, but I utilize them without abandon. Or is it with abandon? Oh, heck, let's abandon this episode. No, we're going to be back. We've got a great hometown healer coming up. Robert Barone, talking about healing cancer in his dog and himself with what? A botanical?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichero, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me, and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin, and how H2, or molecular hydrogen, can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
As I travel around the world talking to folks who have overcome tremendous odds to be alive and well, like my good buddy Ty Bollinger has done with Cancer Step Outside the Box and the cancer series Quest for the Cures, which continues from time to time, I get to hear from what I call hometown healers, wherever they are, that have overcome amazing things with natural healing substances, medicines, supplements as such. I have one such man on the line right now. His name is Robert Barone. Originally from Hungary and Israel, he got a PhD in computer science here in the United States and has been in the States for a long time. Welcome, Robert. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much.
Now,
nice to be here.
It's good to have you. We talked off the air a little bit to get a sense of the story, and you've got really two cool stories. One about yourself, which I want to get to, but for all the animal lovers out there, you like cats, you like dogs, whatever it is, you've got an incredible dog recovery story using a botanical medicine that a vet actually said, okay, we'll try it. But give me a little background on that.
Okay. Around 1993, 94, my 10-year-old standard poodle developed a lump suddenly on his lower jaw, which had to be removed surgically. And within a couple of weeks, the lump came back as big as aggressive as it was before.
Robert, was it diagnosed officially by a veterinarian?
Yes, it was diagnosed by our vet who's treated the dog for several years at the time, and he diagnosed it as a very aggressive case of squamous cell carcinoma.
Wow. So surgery, of course, is an option there. They remove it, but oftentimes if they don't address the underlying reason it's there, of course, it can grow back. Did that happen?
Exactly. Within a couple of 3 weeks after the initial operation, the lump came back as aggressive as it was before. At that point, we took the dog to the New York City Animal Cancer Center, which specializes in treating animals that were stricken with cancer, and they diagnosed the same squamous cell carcinoma, and they suggested that the only way to really treat this was to remove the right half of the lower jaw of the dog.
Oh my gosh.
Which then, of course, would not enable him to have a normal life. I mean, that dog can't.
No, that's like
straw and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That was clearly out of the question.
So now at this point, you've come to a conclusion that, the allopaths, if we will, the regular vets, even if they're well-meaning, really didn't have a viable solution.
Absolutely. And fortunately, we've been reading holistic healing magazines, and within the prior few weeks, we found an article about Dr. Helmut Keller from Germany, who had a fantastic story about treating people with cancer using carnivore as the substance. And his story about how he came up with the idea of using carnivore to treat cancer was absolutely fascinating. And we figured out that this was probably the only option we had to try to keep the dog around and have him have a canine life to go on. And so we faxed Dr. Keller at the time because, of course, the internet was not available as yet.
Right.
And asked him if he would be willing to sell us the carnivore substance to treat the dog, which he immediately replied and said as long as we found the vet who would administer it by injection, he would be happy to provide us with the substance since he had a dog that he treated just like a child.
I wonder if he knew how difficult that might be in America, where the vets are pretty much trained like the allopathic regular medical doctors for people not to do anything natural for cancer.
I think he had a good idea, and that's why he said, find a vet who's willing to do it, and then I'm willing to sell you and send you the substance. And fortunately, our vet had a friend who went to veterinary school with him, who actually turned out to be a holistic vet who was treating dogs, cats, and horses with holistic substances. And we told him about carnivora, and he got very excited and interested and said, yeah, absolutely, I'll be happy to help you treat the dog with the injections and whatever else he may need.
Well, that seems like an answer to prayers if there ever was one.
Oh, I mean, this was like the timing and everything else was just absolutely incredible. But, I don't believe things happen by accident. I think there was some kind of bigger...
Well, nice divine intervention here.
Right.
Yeah. So this doctor was willing to do it, did some injections into the dog, right into the area of the squamous cell carcinoma?
Absolutely. Right around the surgical area and daily for a few days and then a couple of times a week for the next few weeks and something like that. And a few weeks later, about 3-4 weeks later, we took the dog back to the vet who operated on the first lump on his jaw, who looked at the dog, looked at us, and said, "If I didn't know you guys personally, I would never believe this story." He said, "This is really..."
So you actually told him that you found a vet to inject this venous flytrap extract, the carnivore.
He introduced us to this friend of his, the vet who was administering the carnivore.
They, more holistic, yeah.
Yeah, they were schoolmates in veterinary school, and they just took a little different path. Our standard normal vet was a conventional vet, but his friend who injected our dog was the holistic vet.
Well, and even your path, Robert, was conventional. I mean, you go get a master's and a PhD in computer science. It's not...
Right.
The thought that you come through with a PhD that you start going to botanicals, because the bias against natural medicine is extraordinary in academia.
Right. But since I didn't go to medical school, I had a scientific approach to my own field of expertise, but on a personal level, both my ex and I were pretty much on a holistic streak. I've been taking vitamins and supplements since the early 1970s, and so I've been a believer in holistic healing.
Sure, but all of the things that you did do perhaps were not enough, maybe not necessarily the things you desperately needed and didn't know, because you told me that about 9 years ago you were diagnosed with a lump in your bladder that also turned out to be cancerous.
That's absolutely correct. And that was a very scary diagnosis, and of course a little bit of a shock, because I've been maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and we've been taking vitamins and eating well and exercising and all that, but still the lump showed up, and so it was time to deal with it. And my urologist went in and actually took out the lump, made sure the margins were clean.
Okay.
And then he wanted to put me on a very nasty, heavily side affected, conventional treatment. At which point, I showed him the material about carnivora, asked him to investigate the carnivora website, and asked if he would be willing to monitor me while I was taking carnivora instead of the conventional treatment with interferon, with heavy, heavy, nasty side effects. And surprising to me, because he was a conventional AMA urologist with probably 20 years experience in the field, very, very highly qualified urologist, he said, after looking at the carnivora literature, that he would be willing to monitor me. He said he's never heard of it, but it sounded interesting, and he would be happy to monitor me and treat me if anything else was needed.
Well, Robert, you are blessed to find these people that are willing to work with you, because oftentimes that's one of the most difficult things I hear from people. They can't find anybody that are willing to help them or go outside the box.
I know. Actually, when he agreed to it, I was kind of surprised. I was pleasantly shocked, if you will.
Yes. Well,
AMA trained physicians,
right,
don't go for this kind of stuff when I'm his responsibility.
Right.
More or less for what's happening in the future.
Now, at this point, are you going with an injectable carnivora thing,
no,
or are you doing an oral thing? No. What's happening?
I'm doing oral. The oral regimen, initially for about 6 months, I did the aggressive regimen, which included a mix of carnivora drops and pills on an alternating basis, together with the lymph drainage drops.
Yep.
And did the aggressive treatment for a few months, and since then I've been on the maintenance treatment for all these years now, 8 or so many years.
So how long after you started the carnivora, the aggressive protocol, were you able to go back into your doctor oncologist that's willing to work with you to find out that you're indeed maintaining the cancer-free state?
Oh, I've been going back after the initial excision of the lump. The first follow-up was a month later, which then was followed by one a couple of months later, and that then was followed by examination every 3 months for about 2 years, and after 2 years, I have been on a follow-up checkup every 6 months.
And all clear?
All clear. Everything is looking very nice. You can see the spot where the lump was removed.
Where they did the surgery.
There's no...
Robert Barone, this is an extraordinary story between you and your dog. I mean, I'm blown away, and I love it. These stories I hear, but I can't get enough of them. And folks, if you heard what this thing is doing, imagine if you just have mild immune dysfunction, what that can do. So if you haven't gone, please go to carnivora.com, download the information, ask questions, or call them toll free 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. And you might want to consider putting yourself into a daily maintenance regimen, if not an aggressive, should you have an immune challenge of unspecified severity or specified, as we've just talked with Robert Barone about. Robert, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome. I'm happy to let other people know what's available that works and has no side effects.
Yeah, you've definitely helped me to remind people that the power to heal is truly theirs. So stick around. I'll be right back with more powerful healing after this. Thanks again, Robert.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I'm talking to Robert Barone off the air, and what a cool story, coming from Hungary to Israel to America, PhD now, and his dad wrote a book, like my mom. You know, mom was in Palestine / Israel and then came to America, and I think they're about the same age group, interestingly enough. I have to kind of do a book exchange with him. But the significance of that Super Don, that dog, they said, we're going to have to take off his jaw. Instead, they injected carnivora into him, and shortly thereafter, the cancer's gone. Right. 3 weeks. I love that. That's what I'm talking about.
And you know, those types of things happen a lot, but we don't really get to hear about it as much. So it's so cool to hear a story like that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and Bill Nye, the science guy, will say, that's not scientific, right?
No, we can't talk about that stuff. Otherwise, we can't compete with China.
Right. Robert Barone, a PhD in computer science, says, screw that, I want to live. And he goes on the carnivore orally and the lymph drainage formula, and lump in the bladder's gone. And it's 9 years ago. This is the kind of stuff, I love this. Next hour, Ty Bollinger, I confirmed he's available for us. He's just getting back from Europe, so we'll see what kind of condition he is, if he's a babbling a bundle of TMB, so to speak, like I was that day I did 20 interviews. We'll find out momentarily. Maybe he needs 5 cups of espresso, Super Don. What do you think?
Wow. Yeah,
is that too much?
Maybe if you pay, you stretch it out over an entire day, like, you know, every couple hours, you could probably get by. That's a lot. That's a lot of caffeine right there.
Yeah. Well, how much is too much is the question. I mean, I'm a yerba mate guy. You know me. which is somewhat caffeinated, although I would say matinated, because matine is a little bit different in as it sits in space. They call it a stereoisomer of caffeine. I can tolerate that, but I could not tolerate... I mean, I can barely do one espresso. I think I can sip a little bit of an espresso just because it's a pleasurable flavor, but I'd be bouncing off the walls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could do... I probably average 3 to 4 cups in a day. But that's coffee. That's not espresso. Espresso is like coffee on steroids. Yeah.
3 to 4 cups of coffee a day. Do you have like a coffee machine, or do you have to go out and spend $10 a cup?
Oh, no. No. Are you kidding me? No. It's a coffee pot, you know.
Yeah. Because I was going into the Starbucks at the hotel over at Autism One every morning, and I just asked for a venti, they say. Hot water. Venti hot water. You know, it depends on where you are. Sometimes they charge you for the cup. But this crew, they were nice. They remembered me from previous years. They were just smiling, and they said, here you go. I just tip them. But then I proceed to make my yerba mate and organic mint mix concoction. Yeah.
I remember that. I remember doing that last year, except I didn't get water. I got the actual real deal. But
you got the real deal. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the real deal there. Well,
so 5 espressos a day.
Yeah, the EU food agency, EFSA, which I'm not a big fan of EFSA, they're saying, well, it's okay. Go to 5, but no more. I mean, the Europeans are way more tolerant of these potent little caffeine shots. I think in America, they talk about the American coffee is pretty weak compared to what they drink.
I believe you're right, yeah. I mean, if you went to Italy and got an espresso, it would not be the same thing that you get here most of the time.
No, I'd be Ricochet Rabbit. You remember Ricochet Rabbit? Bing, bing, bing. Ricochet Rabbit.
I do. It's funny. If you went to Italy and you said, I'd like to have a pizza, they kind of look at you like, huh? I mean, there's so many of these things that are Americanized. You know, they're American creations, but you think they're Italian. You go over there, they don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, 866-939-BELL. We're on live Monday through Friday at 7 to 9 Eastern Time. Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time. GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com as well, our home in the web world. And, of course, many other places that it's downloadable after the fact, including iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, which, by the way, at Epic Times, we got a new video up, Super Don and me, RSB. What was the topic this time? A little more GMO activity? A little fun with GMOs or what?
Talking about GMOs and glyphosate. Actually, we highlighted the interview that you did with Stephanie Seneff at Autism One.
Yeah, and did we call out, like, Bill Nye the Science Guy or anybody like that on it? I don't remember.
Of course, especially these days,
we
always
did. Yeah, the pseudo-skeptics.
Hey, your video's up at Autism One.
Oh, it is? Okay, so we'll link to that as well. If you guys want to see what I did at Autism One, integrated a lot of cool stuff, including the molecular hydrogen discussion. All right, back after this, we're going to the airport. Why? Because TMB is there. He's halfway home, or maybe three-quarters of the way home. We're going to go outside the box with him. What's going on in Europe with cancer cures? Stick with us and you'll find out, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.